OOA, Thursday night. Shara Kniya, Chavis Alvodas, Beit Kuf Tzadik Tes. Chavis Alvodas is going through seven situations in which you have to use Kniya. One, of course, is when they keep saying Shir after 9:45. He doesn't bring down that situation, though. Bachamishi. We'll go through Chamishi quickly. We're really in the middle. We learned it basically last week. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives, bestows, if things are going well for you, he talks about money, it could be other things also. Things are going well, you have a good life, your marriage is going well, your children giving you nachas, things are going well for you. So, you better use the Midas HaKniya, Yikona Lashem, Al Kikovit Mimenu Lomali Choydus Kutzadik Tes. Yikona Lashem, Al Kikovit Mimenu Lomali Choydus Tadvosu Lashem Aleyem. So first of all, you should use, you better use, you should use, you're mechuyev to use, utilize, to stimulate, to activate the Midas HaKniya. Just push it to realize that you don't deserve it in the sense that, what do we say in Pirkei Avos? That's the operative sentence is, Al Tachzik Tova Liatzmucha. So he says you for sure didn't fulfill your full obligation to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You for sure didn't fulfill your total obligation. So you still have what to do. You can still improve. That's first of all. You shouldn't feel like you're doing great. You can always improve. There are always flaws in everyone's abode, in everyone's life there are flaws. The Yikona lo, and also he has to feel and utilize Kniya Mechashash Pentia Nakoma Olav. That maybe the good Hashem is bestowing upon him is not good for him. It's a michshol. He may use it wrongly. Hashem may mean it, so to speak, as a michshol for him. First of all, there's always the chance that umishalein HaKadosh Baruch Hu is fulfilling umishalein el sonov el ponov la'avido. That things are going well in this world and you're getting your schar in this world rather than in the next world. That's Hashem pays the Rishonim for the few nice and potent that they did in this world. That's one way in that it's not a good thing that things are going so well. But actually the Chavis HaLobos doesn't even mention that point. That is a point that should strike fear into a person's heart. He looks around, people are having troubles with finances, with money, with family life, with children. There's all signs of Torah, and you know things are going swimmingly well for him. So he has to feel nichna that he's not performing up to what he should be performing. And second of all, who knows? Maybe this is mishalom el son of Faravida. You have to be afraid of that. Not afraid that you walk around depressed, but kniya. You shouldn't walk around feeling, oh, I'm so great, I'm so good, look at me, things are going so well, obviously Hashem is so pleased with me, I'm obviously doing everything right, and that's what he's coming to make you feel nichna. You should be afraid. Not afraid of so much as nichna. You should feel humbled by the good, and nervous that maybe it's not a good thing. But the Chavis HaLobos actually does not even say the point of Mishalem El Sonov El Ponov La'avido. He makes a different point. He says when things are going well for you, you could utilize it in one of three ways. O Tova Me'es Hashem Al Baal Kiribu Yahon Ba'olam Hazeh Yiyah La'achad Mishlosha Dvarim. Either it's taka, a reward for ma'asim tovim, and it's a good thing that's happening to you. Indeed, it's a good thing, not just superficially a good thing. Or it's meant as a nisayon ubechina. It could be for yourself, nisayon, or it could be for other people. Hashem sometimes sends a nisayon to show other people the right way to go, or how you could be omid b'nisayon, or it's sometimes for yourself to shteig, to grow. So it could be a test, it could be a reward, it could be a good thing, it could be a test. It could be you think it's great, and it could be a punishment in some way, in various ways. The Chavis Alvodas is going to say one way. I said other ways. It could be other ways. It's a bad thing. You become rich, then they kidnap your child, right? So it wasn't such a good thing. I'm sure President Kennedy was feeling very good that he got elected president till the bullet went through his brain. And maybe he wished that Richard Nixon had won the election, probably at that point. The Simani HaTova, so how do you know it's good? If your response is, it's good, meaning, it's always in the Sion. That's what you mean. It's always in the soil. He means it could be good. It could be absolute. It could be good if you use it to the good. It could be in the soil if you're dealing with it a certain way. Then it's in the soil, and you have to overcome the ambivalence with which you're treating the money. We'll talk about money as he does. Or it could be behechlet, something not good happening because of it. Simoni Atova, if you see a person has good things, he talks about money. And the person gives staka, he starts learning more, not less. He starts spending less time in his business. He hires people to work for him. He has more time to learn, more staka to give. He uses it for the good. More than he's busy increasing his portfolio, he's busy doing his chobos to Hashem with that money that he has. The tiasiba, so the money becomes a siba, the host of the ma'isim l'shem shemayim. Beinu lohut achar hatova. He doesn't get all excited about it, then he wants to increase it, then he goes after it, and he's afraid he'll lose it. The lo boteach ba, very key words, very important words. He's only b'nisayon. He's not boteach in it. He doesn't rely on his money. He still has his priorities straight. He spends it on good things. Iov describes how he used his money, and how he spent it. In our printing, we don't have that pasuk. The pasuk isn't. We don't have the pasuk where he describes what he spent his money on. When we finish the Naveen campaign, then we'll get a ksuvim written for the shul. So we'll have a ksuvim on klaf. People will be able to say tillim from a klaf. They have it by the kaisel. It certainly has a kedusha. It's written with kedushas sefer Torah, kedushas ksuvim, and at least a tillim we should have written. It's nothing else than a tillin, so people can say tillin from the cloth. Eov, no one's going to say. But Tisha B'Av, you can learn it from a cloth. Anyway, so where are we here? Tehillim, Mishlei, Eov. Eov, Lamed Aleph, Yutes. So he describes how he spent his money. He was very rich. And what did he do with his money? Im Ere Oved, if I saw a person, a lost person, meaning a homeless person, mebli levush ve'en ksus la'evyon, im lo berchuni chalotzov, migeiz kvasa yischamim, I would give him for my kvasim, I would make him clothing, im ha'nifosi al yosom yodik, yere b'shar ez rossi. So he describes how he would help, and then he says, im samti, b'omar b'chosu b'tchonu, and then he was, he spoke out that he didn't end up relying on his money. He did good works with his money, spent it wisely on avodah and on things that you're supposed to do with money. And then he says, "In Samti Zahav Kisli, I didn't put my trust in my gold. I did not do that." So that's, you say, oh, the Eibishter is smiling at this person. He's worthy, and he's using his money correctly, and he's just increasing his chusin, his chuyos, through the money that he's using. And again, it doesn't mean just money, it means any good fortune, whether it's intelligence, or even fame, or power. Hashem puts people in a position, and he uses it for good things, so that's good. That's a sign that Hashem meant it for the good. He used it good. Sometimes it's an assignment to see what you're going to do with it. Shehei Baal Hahon Torud. If you see a person's ambivalent, he's busy and he's worried. Torud b'hashkachosu b'shmiras hamom, and he's worried about the money being safe, and he's not going to lose it, and he wants to invest it and make sure the dollar doesn't go up and the dollar doesn't go down or whatever. Ulahosiv bo, he wants to increase the money. Uli shomer bo menapugoyim, more than. So he has his priorities mixed up, but at least he's still hanging in there, and he's doing mitzvahs, and he's trying to be as good as he can. He's caught up in the money race, so he's busy with money. But at least it's just a question of priority. But he's hanging in there. Harebolad misnasebo ve'ein lo mimenu ela rov hadogabo. What is he getting out of his money? He's going to quote a pasuk in Kehelas in another second. He's worried about it. He has money, but he's worried he'll always lose it. He's worried that it should increase. He's worried it will be squandered. He's worried someone will steal it from him. And he thinks his workers are trying to steal from him. He has no peace. He has no menucha. He's always nervous and he's focused on his money. So that's a person that the money was sent in as an assayon. Is he going to be able to overcome this and then do what he knows is his heart's in the right place, but he's not being omid bin assayon. So he's focused on his money. The simani hanakama is when the person gets money and he takes, first thing he does is he takes a cruise around the world. Sheyei balahon torud b'ta'anugav bo. He's busy increasing his gashmias. He's busy increasing his involvement in olam hazeh. Everybody likes to think about, they all want to talk about it. Everybody wants to think if they won the lottery, were they mifal hapayus? What would they do with the money? So most people, first of all, would buy a new house or a big house. I think. So, you know, so if you say, I'm going to buy a big house, I'm going to build an addition. I have money, Baruch Hashem. I have money now, I'm going to build an addition on my house. So if you think, I'll make a room for Hachnasas Orchim, maybe, or I'll make a room, a Sforim room, where I can learn undisturbed. That's the first thing. And but if you think that you're going to start buying Persian rugs, so that's the third thing. Shei Balahon Torah, but he's busy with figuring out, he starts to enjoy, he goes out at night, he starts to eat out a lot. Ubahano mimenu. He doesn't increase his mitzvahs, he doesn't increase his avodah, he increases his gashmias. So this money was a curse. The money for Korach, money was a curse. Korach was one of the richest people in the world, and the money was a curse to him. It made him arrogant, it made him feel powerful, it made him feel like he can do anything he wants. And he doesn't do chovos b'nei odom hamutolim all of mimenu. He should be helping people. He should be involved with people. So if he was an onov, if he had kniya, this wouldn't happen. He would feel humbled by all this good that he's acquiring, and so the reaction wouldn't be to go spend it and have a geshmak of time with it. He would feel like it's not his. He would feel like Hashem is giving him a pikadon that he has to use wisely. So he would spend part of it for himself. He would give more tzedakah. Look for shachach as balatova, but this third person, this third scenario, is that shachach as balatova. He doesn't feel a sense of obligation towards HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He feels koich v'itzim yodi. He made the money. He has to enjoy the money. He doesn't realize that more money obligates you more. More anything obligates you more. We learned that in Shar Avodas Elokim, that more good pashut obligates you more. Kaimaimar Akosov, and this person gets involved in hedonism. This is what we care about, having a good time now. They don't look at Poel Hashem. What does that mean? Chavis Halvavis holds in Shar HaBechina that by looking at the universe, by looking at the world, you're reminded of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and you connect to Him, and you put in this world to praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and you look around and you see all the fantastic things HaKadosh Baruch Hu does. But these people want to be involved in their own enjoyment of life as Po'al Hashem Lo Yabidu. They don't look at Po'al Hashem. U'masa Yodav Lo Ro. That's what the pasuk says. They don't look at nature. They don't look at it. They don't realize what they're seeing. They don't appreciate it. They're just busy in their own world, in the here and the now. So to these person, money is a curse. Money allows them to pursue the lifestyle they'd like to pursue. It allows them to shake off O Malchus Shemayim. So Harezu Nekama B'tzuras Tova. This could be a punishment. Hashem could be sending the person a punishment. So, Hinei HaMaskil, the intelligent person, Kasher Tova Olav Tova, when good things happen, he's Matzliach Bolam Hazeh, B'chol She'ifol Sambo, Ikona, he should feel Kaniyah, he must feel Kaniyah. Mechashash Pentia Nekama Me'es Hashem Olav. Nekama is a very strong word. It's an onesh. It's an onesh. Anybody here have the regular translation? No. I think we did this last week. I had the same question. What word he uses besides the comma? Onesh. You can say onesh. Penya onesh meis Hashem olav. K'mo shomer achacham oisher shamov lebolav l'ra'aso. And I think the Medrash says specifically it's talking about Korach. So when good things happen, you have to pull out the midas hakniyah to make sure you react to it correctly. You react to it with humbleness, you react to it with a sense of obligation to Hashem, with a sense of unworthiness. That's where the humbleness comes from. You're unworthy of this tova. You don't do what you're supposed to do. You don't live up to what your kochos are. So you feel humbled, and you feel, you know, I just hope Hashem's not doing this. I hope it doesn't turn into a mikshol, but I end up doing the wrong things with the money. That's a famous Gemara, one in Brachas. Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi Lezer was sick, and he laughed. Rabbi Kiva's minig was always to laugh. So they said, "What are you laughing?" He said, "As long as everything was going great for Rabbi Lezer, so I was nervous." He's makabel. He said that about Rabbi Lezer yet. He's makabel ba'olam hazeh, all of his char. And now that I see he's sick, so, you know, Baruch Hashem, at least you know, it says now he's getting his kapara. Better now in this world be a little sick than in the next world. But as I said, the Chavis HaVavos happens not to say that point. He doesn't say that. He just says you're going to use it badly. You're going to use it unwisely. You're going to use it for bad things. You're going to feel arrogant. So you're going to feel it's coming to you. You're going to feel like it's yours. It's really not yours. It's really borrowed. Borrowed from Hashem. Like Rush Limbaugh says. What does he always say? With talent on loan. Talent on loan. He starts off every show. With talent on loan from Hashem. V'hashishi, the sixth situation, which calls for kniya. Imloma Torah Hashem, the Sifrei Neviyah. You learn Torah. You learn the story of Paro. So it's really, we read the story of Paro, and we feel arrogant. Whether we feel, boy, what a rush of Paro was. And I, you know. But the truth is, he says, you're supposed to think, oh my goodness. Listen what Chavis Lubavitch is saying. You read the story of Paro, you're supposed to say, oh my goodness. You're supposed to feel a sense of humbleness, of unworthiness. You get a little, maybe I act that way too. Maybe I'm also Aksha, slave Paro. Maybe my lave is kosher. Maybe I don't respond to Hashem sending me messages to do certain things. Maybe I'm like Paro. That's why, you know, you read more Hasidic or Kabbalistic oriented Sforim, so you know, they talk about the Paro is this kind of Yetzirah, and the Nachash is this kind of Yetzirah, and they're representative of Yetzirah. So it doesn't mean stories didn't happen, but it means it's a prototype. That's what the Chavis Halavos is saying here. You're supposed to read the story, even Chveis, I don't know. Read the story of Purim, even of Haman. Haman was just arrogant, that's all. It was arrogance. He doesn't say, if you read the Megillah, he doesn't come off as such a bad guy. He wasn't such an anti-Semite. He was just arrogant. So Mordechai didn't want to bow down to him, so he got angry at him. And then Ve'ivez Bein of Lishloach Mordechai, he was so arrogant that it didn't pass for him to just deal with one person. It put them on an equal footing. Me against Mordechai. Chutzpah. Me against the whole Jewish people. That's an equal fight. It didn't pass for him. Anyway, Paro, that's what the Chavis Halavos is saying. You learn the Torah, you learn about Adam and the Nochash, you're supposed to think about yourself. Do I act that way? Do I act like Hevel? Like Cain? Do I act like that? Do I act like Lot? Is that me? That's how you're supposed to learn Torah. The Sifrei Neviyah, certainly when you read the Neviim, when you learn Navi, you're supposed to, the Navi already gives straightforward Tochacha, the Neviim Achronim. It's like reading a Musa Sefer. You read Neviim, so first you can read Neviim, you not know what's going on. Or if you read it, even with a good translation, but it doesn't capture the depth of it, the psychology of it, what the Navi is talking to Bnei Yisrael, what led to their chait, how their chote, what hypocrisy means. Navi's fascinating. Navi's fascinating. You have to learn it with Malbim. You have to learn it with Malbim, with Abar Benel. You have to learn it with the Mefarshim. You get, there's so much there in every pasuk, every single pasuk. But when you read it, you have to feel like it's talking to you. That's what the Chavis Halavos is saying. You're not reading a story about Paro. You're not reading a fine oration, oratory, what's it called, from Yishayahu Anovi. He's talking to you, V'roah, and you see, as a haftachos, you see bad things happening to bad people, and you see the promises of Schar, the Ha'iyumim, and you read Kisavo, you're supposed to get nervous. It's not a joke, you know, you don't call a person up for the Aliyah by the Teichacha. It's like a minig, a funny minig. It's like scary. It's especially the one that it says in the singular, talking to you, to second person, singular. So you're supposed to listen to the Tochacha and you read it low, you read it fast. We don't want to share in the Shabbos. So you're supposed to listen to it and say, it's talking to me. This is what I might be facing. Sheinu Mamali, you have to be nervous. Sheinu Mamali Chavosov Klapi Hashem Ulian Shei Doro Benodom HaMokom Benodom HaChaveiro. So you're always supposed to think that. But he's saying, when you learn and you read stories, and you learn the stories and you read the Musar, you're supposed to put yourself in their shoes. It's universal. The Torah is universal. The Torah is universal, and the Nevi'im are universal. They're not talking to their Bnei Dor. They're not talking to their generation, especially after the Gemara says that that's exactly the Nevu'ah that was written down when Nevu'ah Shenitna L'Doiris. So that you're supposed to... Mamash was Nitna L'Doiris. It means you're supposed to... It means in the very fiber of what Navi is, it's talking to you. If you don't listen, it's not just... Chazal is saying you should learn it and you should make up a shtickle Torah, that it means you also. The Gemara says it does mean you, isn't it? L'dairis. So you have to just open your ears and hear it. And you have to think, I'm not just talking about the other guy, he's talking about you. You say, ooh, I know someone like that. You look in the mirror, you know someone like that. Harizachayav lihikona. You have to be scared. He read the Sefer Torah. He read that the Kodesh Baruch Hu is going to punish. Hashem is going to send the Melech into Golus. He says, yikes, I'm a Melech. Am I so sure that this won't happen to me? And Hashem said, and look at the Chayim, although this is showing Kenia there. He's showing this Midah of which he speaks. This is what was exhibited there. Yan rach levovcha vatikona b'nei Hashem b'shamacha asher dibarti al amokam hazev al yoishov lios l'shamo v'leklolo vatikres b'godecho vatizke l'fonai. And you said, yikes, this might be me. Right there, but for the grace of Hashem go I. Maybe this will happen to me. Am I so sure that I'm going to escape such things? Can I say for sure that I... not me. You go through the Chumash, and it's like a whole different Chumash. We think like Paro, bad guy. Avimelech, bad guy. Esau, bad guy. Everybody's bad. You're supposed to think, maybe I'm exhibiting such middos. Why do you have to think? That's why you have to learn Chumash. Why was Cain jealous of Hevel? Why did he do wrong? What was this chait? Noach got shikr. All these stories that we, instead of feeling like an arrogant, I'll say arrogance, you'll say that, come on, we don't feel arrogance, but yeah, when you read the story and you say, ooh, he's such a bad guy, that's arrogance. You're putting yourself out of it. I wouldn't act that way. That's a terrible way to act. But then you do, we do act that way. These are prototypes. The Torah is prototypes. So that's what he says. You have to pull out the Midas HaKniyah when you learn Chumash, when you learn Nach. Because it's the Nach and Chumash is full of people acting incorrectly and being punished for it. So you have to say to yourself, is that me? Vashvi, and finally, this is something he talked about at great length in Shar Avodas Elokim. I'm sorry. In Shar Yichud HaMaisa. Shar Yichud HaMaisa. That you have to do things lishma. You have to pull out the Midas HaKniya. Everybody here is going to go to people, Shabbos, and say, I go to Chavis HaVodas here. You don't go to Chavis HaVodas here. That's what he's saying. That's a danger. Right? It's a danger. When you do a mitzvah, when you do a good deed, when you give tzedakah, the biggest danger of doing things correctly, the Chayv Yisrael Vavus holds, is that you're going to feel a pompousness because you're doing things correctly. It's the biggest danger. The first danger of doing things right is that it's going to be ruined, is what he says in Shar Yichud HaMaisa. The biggest danger to doing things correctly is that you'll feel an arrogance, you'll feel a superiority, you'll feel a pompousness because you did things correctly. That's the biggest danger. So you have to pull out the Midas HaKniyah when you do things right. And you have to say, I'm not doing it perfectly, and I'm not doing everything I should be doing. You have to, very important, I come to Michal Salvovashir, but I sometimes miss. Okay, we'll stop here.